Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. To mark International Clinical Trials Day 2013, Tamara Credo from the South African Cochrane Centre talks about the availability of reports of trials in the Cochrane Library.
Access to evidence ensures that we can all make the best healthcare choices. This is important for patients, doctors, and policymakers. But from my perspective as a doctor and researcher, I know that trying to find the evidence is often very challenging. One particular resource for randomized trials is the Cochrane Central Register of Controlled Trials, called CENTRL for short, which is found within the Cochrane Library. It includes records for almost 700,000 trials on varying topics relevant to health and social care. CENTRL is a result of specialized searching, including monthly downloads from the largest medical literature database, Medline, and submissions from the Cochrane Review Groups, who search a wide variety of databases, journals, and conference proceedings. The ability to access this excellent resource makes it much easier to quickly search for the evidence from individual studies which might meet your needs. This all sounds great. CENTRL is housed within the Cochrane Library, which also contains other useful databases, including, of course, the Cochrane Database of Systematic Reviews, which holds the full text of thousands of Cochrane reviews. However, there is a hitch. Access to content other than the summaries of Cochrane reviews is limited to people with personal subscriptions or those in countries where there are national licenses or philanthropic access is available via WHO portals or evidence aid. Without this access, therefore, the abstracts and full indexing of records in CENTRL are not available. And here in South Africa, where we don't have universal national access to the Cochrane Library, relatively few scholars and academics can make use of the valuable resource, and most people cannot click straight into the full text of the Cochrane reviews or the details in CENTRL. Evidence from clinical trials loses its value when all those who need it cannot access it with ease. One way to maximize this value, which I would like to see, is for trial results to be made freely available to all by a variety of means, including through CENTRL within the Cochrane Library.